This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I don't think you're going to want this news. I don't think you're going to be asking for this sort of news. For centuries, villages and societies and civilizations have been touting the health benefits of drinking one's urine. Now, remember when a bunch of you started to moan and groan because leeches were making a comeback right after Obamacare? After the Affordable Health Care Act, we started to see a whole bunch of these articles come out on, you know, remedies that we used to use in the olden days that we could use again, right? Leeches and maggots. And mind you, I mean, the fact that you and I are still here today means something worked prior to the era of antibiotics and IVs and biologics and all the other stuff we have that we're using these days. I mean, you know, if my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was given some leeches and that made her stay alive so then she could, you know, pop out the egg that, you know, lay the egg that gave birth to my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, then you know what? Maybe some of this stuff works. So apparently, there's a study, a case study, that was published in the Journal of Clinical and Aesthetic Dermatology, being reported by Fox News, that said that urine can be a therapy for conditions like acne, even cancer. So we got to break this down because I do not want anybody who is planning on legislating our health care, right, and trying to figure out how to save money and go to single payer or a socialized system to hear this. So let's kind of keep something down. I'm going to lower my voice. I'm going to kind of whisper this one. Okay, I don't want anybody to hear this one except us, right? Okay, we're kin. There was a 16-year-old boy who had apparently attempted topical urine therapy for acne after receiving pressure from his mommy. I guess his mommy told him to do it. Mom, I don't want to. Put the pee on your face. No, Mom. Then you're grounded.
All right, I'll put the urine on my face.
So the technique apparently worked for a while, but then it eventually inflamed it further. After the boy tried to store the urine for convenience, doctors confirmed that his skin had amounts of bacteria well above the normal skin flora, and then started him on a prescription treatment regimen to heal the inflammation. But the fact that it started to cause some healing until it looks like it got infected by itself might be a sign that this could be used for acne treatment. Then they said a recent study on 41 patients with overactive bladder disorder in the published in the Journal of Microbiology. Researchers examined urine samples, okay, of all patients plus 24 controls. And they found 85 different bacterial species like strep and staphylococcus. Now, even though we always try to claim that urine is sterile, I've never said that. Urine is not sterile. You have bacteria that line your urethra. They line your bladder. But maybe some of these bacteria, I think, can hurt, but maybe some of these have a potential benefit. So the acne case study mentions that urine is a waste product that the body needs to eliminate, and reusing that waste seems contrary to good health. But the authors point out that manufactured urea is used in some medications. Now, urea we have used, and there was a cream called Caramel 40, I believe. I don't know if it's still out there. And I used to prescribe Caramel 40, it had urea, for people with dried feet. And the dry, cracked feet would start to soften and heal when they used this cream. Now, when the cream was, I believe, discontinued, not because there were side effects or anything, I just think maybe it's too expensive to make, or there wasn't much of a demand, I just told people, well, then pee in the shower. And I could tell if you pee in the shower. You don't have to tell me. Just by looking at your feet, I know if you pee in the shower. Because your feet aren't cracked. I pee in the shower. I love peeing in the shower. Because it's the only place you get to stand and pee. I hate the fact that I have to sit and pee. I love being able to stand and pee. I guess it's not an envy I have of men. It's just so convenient. I mean, I don't like the idea of sitting. And then, you know, if I have back issues and hip issues, try to get back up for the toilet. Just then you get to stand in the potty. But I got to tell you, man, my feet aren't dry. They used to be. I used to never pee in the shower. Because I'm like, well, the water gets reused. Somebody else is going to be drinking that, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, wait a second. What are you showering? Okay, if somebody just did a duty and they're cleaning off their tushy, that's already going down the drain. So I'm like, all right, fine. If I have to pee, I'll pee. And I don't do it on purpose. I mean, I don't walk in the shower going, okay, I'm going to pee. It's just, you know, running water. I'm older now. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and hold it, get cold, run to a toilet, you know, be wet from a shower, slip off the toilet seat. I'll just pee there. But I don't have dry, cracked feet anymore because my feet would be really, really dry because I'd always walk around barefoot. So urine therapy and utilizing urine is not that foreign. However, there's a lot of myths, like you could drink your urine. No, you can't. Now, the U.S. Army Field Manual advises against it because your urine has toxins. You're not supposed to drink your urine. So why do people think it's healthy? Well, apparently for years they said it could help allergies and acne and cancer and heart problems and infections and wounds and stuffy nose and rash and stings. Where would they get that from? Well, somebody would have to test, you know, nowadays, a wound, pouring urine on it, and seeing what happens. Now, if the urine is acidic, that can have some antimicrobial properties. If the urine has certain toxins that your body didn't need that can actually turn around and be antimicrobial, that's something we could study. So I don't mind people studying it. I just wouldn't recommend you drinking this stuff. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. I'm sorry, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Johnson & Johnson is going to start listing drug prices in TV commercials. This is something that the Trump administration has been urging. I think other administrations, too, in terms of drug transparency. And according to CNBC, Johnson & Johnson said yesterday that it will start giving the list price of its prescription drugs in television ads. And they're apparently going to be the first drug maker to take the step. See, that's smart. If it's going to happen, try to be the first one. Walmart is brilliant with this because anytime they see something coming around the bend, they'll be the first ones to do it. They get the media, they get the applause, they got the Quan, and it's something they were going to have to do anyway. It allows them to be proactive, and it's smart. And I think they were going to do it anyway. I don't think they're doing it just for marketing. But if you see something coming around the bend, preemptively get on the bandwagon and try to be the first one so you get the promotion of it. So here's Johnson & Johnson, who have taken huge hits over the years with a variety of issues that they've had, will start being transparent with their popular blood thinner, Xarelto. That's according to Scott White, head of Johnson & Johnson's North American Pharmaceutical Marketing. By late March, commercials are going to give the pill's list price plus typical out-of-pocket costs. The information is going to appear on screen at the end of the commercial and include a website where people can enter insurance information to get more specific costs. Now, how much does Xarelto cost without insurance? According to CNBC, $450 to $540 per month. So this blood thinner, Xarelto, has kind of prevented people from needing to be on the Coumadin for certain conditions where you have to have the blood. It doesn't necessarily thin the blood. It just prevents certain clotting factors from making from clots. So it prevents you from making blood clots. So Xarelto has been phenomenal. Has been one of the most popular medications. But at $500 a month, at $6,000 a year, that's pretty expensive. Now, we're being told that 1 million Xarelto prescriptions are filled in the U.S. each month. 1 million prescriptions every month. So they say Johnson & Johnson's move comes amid this growing scrutiny of these soaring drug prices. And Trump administration has been very vocal about requiring list prices in TV ads. Now, of course, the pharmaceutical industry opposes that. And they say few people actually pay these list prices. And I'm going to talk about that. And I mean, they're both right. And they say some people's out-of-pocket costs, though, are based on the list price. So the main drug maker trade group recommends TV ads start listing a website that gives possible out-of-pocket costs and list prices. Eli Lilly started doing that for their diabetes medicine Trulicity. All right, so the big question I always get, and then we'll talk about this with the transparency, is why the heck is one medication three times more than the exact same medication in another country, like Canada or England or Mexico? And the answer to that is the drug companies will try to make money where they can. And I'm not saying this with an evil connotation, okay? Drugs cost a hell of a lot to make. We've talked about that. It costs millions and millions and millions of dollars and years of research to make a drug. Once you make the drug, the marketing of it, fraction of the cost. But they need to recoup that cost. If they sink millions of dollars into making Xarelto, and trust me, that costs a lot of money to make, no doubt about it, they now need to recoup their losses. Whether the company takes a loan, whether they have a vault they depleted, but it costs money. Scientists aren't cheap. You know, manufacturers, companies, sterile rooms, reverse filtration, all the other stuff that you need. It is very, very expensive. Then all the FDA regulations stalls and puts, adds extra time before you could start recouping your money. I'm not feeling sorry for them, but this is just the truth of the matter. Then the medication comes out, and they need to get it out there. Now, they only have X amount of years before it goes off patent and becomes generic. Once it goes generic, the only money they could recoup is those being sold under brand name. Once it goes generic, they don't get, the original maker of amoxicillin, Amoxil or whatever, that ship has sailed. It's generic, amoxicillin is out there, that company has to move on to new drugs. Nobody even knows who was the company that first came out with amoxicillin or ampicillin. Nobody remembers. Now, Z-Pak, we all remember it's Pfizer. But most of the time now, you're not getting the Z-Pak, you're getting azithromycin, the generic. So another company's making the money, not Pfizer. So these pharmaceutical companies are hoping they recoup the money that they could. Now, Canada, England, Mexico, the government gets very involved in prices and keeps prices very, very low. So there's an argument that pharmaceutical companies lose money and they don't really make money on the drugs that are overseas or across the border. So in hopes of making their money back, any market that allows them to have the higher drug prices, they will. Now, people say, well, that's a problem with the free market. It's not a free market, though. Who is controlling the amount of money a pharmaceutical company gets for their drug? The insurance companies. Very rarely do people pay cash for their Xarelto. Usually, the average person on Xarelto is on Medicare. So the government pays. So whatever Medicare decides and allows, right, for that company to make, that's what they get. So it's a little fascist, you know, where somebody is deciding what you get. Now, America's been a little bit more liberal in terms of their pricing because Big Pharma has a lot of lobbyists. And I think some of the powers that be realize that we kind of need the pharmaceutical companies to still make these new drugs. And if they're not making the money, they're not going to do the research. Now, with the Affordable Care Act, they decided to take a big, you know, smack, a big blow to Big Pharma. And what did we notice? We noticed less R&D. We noticed a lot of less superbugs coming around the bend. We noticed when Ebola outbreak came. You didn't really see a bunch of people jump, raising their hands, saying, I'll make an Ebola drug. So the hesitation on new drugs and drugs that won't be reimbursed well is a problem. And so pharmaceutical companies are worried that somebody will say, well, you know, in Mexico, you could buy Xarelto for, you know, $5, or in Canada, you could buy it for $20. That scares the hell out of the pharmaceutical company because they will not recoup what they put into the drug if they're only getting $5 or $20 per prescription. That's why we're in the problem that we're in. So I don't think a medication should be costing somebody $500 a month. To me, that means the medication just isn't doable. But with insurance, it could be doable. And Xarelto has saved lives. I mean, in the olden days, you would die. I mean, if you had a condition that put you at risk for clots or strokes, you would just get it. You know, I mean, we did the best we could. If you didn't have the medication to afford it, sorry. Now we're like, okay, well, we'll make insurance pay for it. So when you put the list price, that list price is, and I told you, insurance companies may pay 80% on the dollar, 80 cents on the dollar, or 50 cents on the dollar, or 20 cents on the dollar. So you have to overshoot so that you don't undershoot. You know, so if Xarelto goes, oh yeah, just pay me 100, and the insurance company's like, I would have paid you 150. They don't want to make that mistake, so they're going to overshoot. The problem is you can't give people different prices based on what you think they're going to pay. You got to come up with that list price, and then you got to stick with it. That's your story, and that you're sticking to it. So now these ads, kind of forcing these companies to say, okay, you know, it costs $1,000 a month. It's a little misleading. But then again, if that's the price you, as a consumer, will pay without insurance, you do have a right to know. So that's where this gets tricky. I agree, and I'm for transparency, and you knowing how much something's going to cost you before you, you know, start investing into it, you know, your time and your health. But on the other end, if it's not a real price because insurance lowers it, then is it really, you know, where's the transparency? 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Only expected to be in the position for a few more days, Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker is on Capitol Hill answering questions of a democratically controlled committee about what he may have told the White House about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Whitaker says,
"At no time has the White House asked for, nor have I provided, any promises or commitments concerning the special counsel's investigation, or any other investigation."
The U.S. Supreme Court's blocking a law in Louisiana that would require abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Pro-choice advocates claim it would leave only one doctor in the state who could legally provide abortion. Chief Justice John Roberts siding with four liberal justices in the narrow ruling that put the law on hold while it's being challenged in lower courts. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply. Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this zombie deer disease is kind of freaking people out. And I love deers. Deers are just so, you know, adorable. Maybe it was Bambi. I don't know what it is, but, you know, a little innocent doe-eyed little deer. Just, I love deer. But I don't think I've ever had deer meat. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had deer meat. Could I eat a deer? Yeah, I mean, I mean, I love animals. I love little chickies, but when it grows up to a chicken, I'm going to eat the chicken. I mean, I'm not going to eat any of my pets. If I had a little pet chickadee, I'm not going to eat that pet. But if I don't know You know, if I never saw the face of the animal, I could eat it. I'm pretty good at that. But now we got this zombie deer disease, and apparently it's hit, what, 26 states now? And it's looking kind of like mad cow disease, if you ask me. And you know how if it hits humans, it's like Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease? And I'm not exactly sure about the cause of this, but it's called chronic wasting disease in deer. It attacks the brain, the spinal cord, and other tissues. It's also appearing to affect elk and moose. The animals affected become aggressive. Then they rapidly lose weight and coordination before the illness kills them. So apparently it's spread to, one report says 26 states, another report says 24 states, and two Canadian provinces. Now the CDC highlighted the issue in its report this year after it discovered that the virus had spread to two more states since last year. And so people are kind of concerned that the zombie deer disease could end up being like another mad cow epidemic. But right now, we aren't 100% sure that humans could get sick. Again, I'm not saying don't eat deer, but whoever is preparing deer for your eats needs to maybe evaluate the meat. And if you do hunt deer, try to hunt a healthy looking one. I know. Some of you guys have been, I haven't gone hunting yet, but I am going to get my hunting license. I only want to hunt bad animals, not the good, innocent, doe-eyed little deer and animals, okay? I'll hunt bad animals. So a recent study found for the first time that macaques, if I'm pronouncing those right, the monkeys, could get the virus after eating infected meat. So that now sparked fears that a variant hitting humans could emerge. A separate study found with lab mice that some human genes could become infected, according to the CDC, and then it could even spread more. According to the CDC, they say the infection rates among some captive deer can be much higher, with a rate of 70% reported from at least one captive herd. They say in several locations where the disease is established, infection rates may exceed 10%, or 1 in 10 of the deer. And localized infection rates of more than 25% in certain clusters, they've seen 1 in 4 infected. They say the infection rates among some captive deer could even be higher, with a rate of 70% reported from at least one herd. So I guess this first was spotted 40-some years ago. And they've seen it in captive deer since the 60s. They say since 2000, the area known to be affected by the CWD, and again, it's not Creutzfeldt-Jakob, it's not mad cow, but it's acting similar to that, except it's called, chronic wasting disease in deer, or people are calling it zombie deer disease. And they said it has increased now to at least 24 states, including states in the Midwest, Southwest, limited areas on the East Coast. So I'm looking at the map now. A big majority appears to be in Colorado. Colorado seems huge, and Wyoming. Wyoming probably the most. Then you have Montana, you have Utah, you got New Mexico, parts of Texas. You have Oklahoma spared. You got Kansas and Nebraska. You got some in North Dakota. Little touch bit in Minnesota. A lot more Michigan that we see in Wisconsin. Missouri has it. Arkansas. I know my anatomy. I'm just looking at a blank map. Some Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and some in New York. I'm looking at a map. But Wyoming and Colorado seem to be some of the hardest hit. All right, so be careful with your deer. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess yesterday some news came out about the Milky Way. Again, I'm not really big on space, but if it comes across my desk as news, I'll report it. And to me, if I think of Milky Way, I just think of the candy bar. And it's called Milky Way because I guess it swirls. Well, they say that last year we learned that our home galaxy, because there's tons of galaxies, Star Wars is in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars could exist, but it's in a galaxy far, far away, and we just don't know. But our galaxy is our galaxy. It's good. It's nice. We need to clean it up a little bit, maybe decorate a little bit more, but it's our galaxy. And we learned that our home galaxy is bigger than we imagined. right? But they say it's not what we think it is. Instead of being a mostly flat spiral disk of stars and gas, they say that the Milky Way is significantly warped at its edges. Now, who gets credit for this? Well, astronomers in China and Australia. They say we usually think of spiral galaxies as being quite flat like Andromeda, which we can easily see through a telescope. Andromeda? Wasn't Andromeda the girl in Clash of the Titans that Perseus had to heal? I don't know. That's who I thought Andromeda was. Anyway, so Richard DeGree, an astronomer who has a degree at in University of Sydney, co-authored this paper, and they said there's no way to take such a photo of the Milky Way because our solar system and all the space probes we've ever launched lie within it, along a finger of stars known as the Orion Spur. This is kind of cool. I just don't understand it. You got the Perseus arm. You got the Scutum Centaurus arm. It looks like scrotum, but it's not. It's called Scutum. You got the Sagittarius arm. So there's these swirls, these like waves. You have the sun. Then you see the Milky Way there. But they say astronomers were able to create what is a 3D map of our galaxy. And they used it because they got data from a star known as Classical Cepheids. These are huge, bright stars, 20 times bigger and 100,000 times brighter than the sun. Yeah, you know, the sun thinks, you know, it's like the big head honcho. It's not. And they produce a pulsating light. They brighten at times, dim at others. So there's a precise, consistent schedule. And I guess astronomers were able to look at this brightness and pulsation period of the 1300 Cepheids and able to use them as a cosmic yardstick to pinpoint the stars' locations. That helped them, using probably math and physics, like remember we used to do that, you know, with, you know, our triangles and heights and figuring out the heights of things based on hypotenuses and area under the curves and all that math stuff we didn't really like to do in high school that we had to do. They were able to then discover the overall shape of the galaxy. So that's why they think there's a warping caused by torques generated by that inner disk of the Milky Way, which we is supposed to be kind of spirally. So what does that mean for you and I? I just don't have any idea. I think what this means for you and I is going to change a candy bar. And I'm okay with Milky Way. I'm, you know, me and candy bars, I had to get off the whole astronomy. Sorry, I just don't know what to say when it comes to stars and space. I'm not very good with that. But I am good with chocolate. Here's my issue. Milky Way Snickers gives me a scratchy throat. And I think it's the caramel. Caramel and nougat don't do well with my throat. I want to eat chocolate and have it melt and just glide down the gullet. And so I will eat a Milky Way when my kids go trick-or-treating. Even if they don't want to go trick-or-treating, I have them grab the Milky Way if there's no other good candy bar because I don't like Snickers. But it just bothers my throat. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the big headline today in the news is on Jeff Bezos and I guess his alleged lover, Lauren Sanchez. Now, from what I understand, Bezos, right, he's the Amazon founder. He's a billionaire. This is just a story that just, it just gets worse and worse. And so, Trump has had some issues with Bezos because he thinks Amazon is becoming a big unchecked giant. Now, just recently, it was discovered that Bezos was having an affair. So he and his wife are apparently now in the process of getting a divorce. And pictures of his alleged lover and them hanging out has kind of now been very pervasive in the media and social media over the last week or two. Well, now the National Enquirer is involved because apparently there's a rumor that the National Enquirer blackmailed Bezos in terms of extortion and blackmail, as they would release nude pictures that they have of him and his girlfriend. So, the National Enquirer, I mean, I've known about the Enquirer since the 80s. I don't know when actually the National Enquirer, you know, started. I was younger, but I just remember that the National Enquirer always seems to have scoop. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. And American media is now defending emails sent by National Enquirer's chief content officer and the firm's legal team threatening to publish nude photos of Jeff Bezos and his mistress if he did not drop an investigation into how editors learned of his billionaire's affair. They say American media believes fervently that it acted lawfully in the reporting of the story of Mr. Bezos. And further, at the time of the recent allegations made by Mr. Bezos, it was in good faith negotiations to resolve all matters with him. Nonetheless, in light of the nature of the allegations published by Mr. Bezos, the board has convened and determined that it should promptly and thoroughly investigate the claims. So apparently, American Media Board is comprised of four individuals: David Pecker, Evan Ratner, who is an asset management chairman or partner, Barry Schwartz, also partner at Chatham Asset Management, and David Hughes, the former executive vice president, treasurer, and chief financial officer of Trump Entertainment Resorts. That's why this gets a little sticky. Chatham Asset Management has an 80% stake in American Media, according to Bloomberg. Now, I don't know who owns what or what all that means, but it's a big company. And I guess in one email, Howard comments that the Washington Post poised to publish unsubstantiated rumors of the National Enquirer's initial report. I wanted to describe to you the photos obtained during our news gathering. And then he goes on to claim that the Enquirer has a blank pic sent by Bezos and a photo that shows Sanchez's nether region. Now, I don't care about any of this. You and I don't care about any of this. But the reason why I bring this up is there's absolutely no privacy. I don't know where they... what are some of the things they have on them? Apparently, according to the Enquirer, they have a below-the-belt selfie. I don't know how something like that would be obtained unless if somebody, you know, can hack the cloud. I don't really know. Mr. Bezos and Ms. Sanchez, they have apparently some sort of a... some role-playing stuff. I don't even want to go into these. A lot of selfies, naked selfies, things like that. And, it's not for us to talk about the, you know, what people do privately. People think that, well, if somebody cheats on somebody else and it's not private anymore, that we have access to it. No, if somebody cheats on somebody else and they're doing whatever, I think everybody still deserves privacy. You know, I believe everybody still deserves some element of privacy. Just like I had said with presidential candidates and stuff, as long as they have good mental health and, you know, they have a longevity, a life expectancy that'll make it through a presidency so we can make a better decision about vice president. Just assume, you know, assume the worst, you know, what happens to the president if they get sick, you know, who's going to take over. But I think everybody does deserve an element of privacy. But when you hear of people having pictures of you and pictures coming out and pictures on the internet or whatever, I really want you guys to stop and think about how much privacy you guys actually have. Now, somebody told me, and again, I can't substantiate this, that Mark Zuckerberg, right, who runs Facebook, there was a picture of him and at his house or whatever, or at work, and he has his camera covered up on his laptop. Now, I do a lot of work, you know, from my laptop, so some of my laptops is covered, sometimes not, you know, because I'll do some, you know, face-to-face interactions, you know, with telemedicine. But, you know, even Mark Zuckerberg, if that's really true, doesn't trust somebody grabbing images of him and putting them out there. And so, you know, you and I keep thinking, okay, you know, everything's safe. You know, we take, like, if I try and take a selfie, there will be about 20 attempts until I'm like, oh, that's the one I like. Now, do I go back and I erase the other bad pictures? Sometimes I forget. So then there's bad pictures there, right? Realize that once you take any sort of picture on your camera, realize that's set for life. Maybe even, you know, maybe you could erase it, but that still could be in somebody's memory, some phone or computer's memory. Same thing with video. I'm not a big tech person, but many times you'll start getting the camera ready to video, and you're like, well, I'm good because I didn't, you know, touch with a little micrometer amount of pressure on the screen to record. Well, yeah, that does initiate the record function. But how do you know it's not recording the whole time? And your button pushing so very light where you almost barely even notice it, that just reconfirms which part of the video it decides to save. Now, some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just paranoid. Am I? Didn't we find out that Amazon and Google Homes listen to you all the time, but they don't save those recordings? You know, some of you guys use the phone as a mirror. You know, I was talking to a patient, and, you know, he said he thought he had a hemorrhoid or whatever. I go, well, can you take a look? Use a mirror. He used his phone. So he put his phone down there, and he was able to see. And then he took a picture. He looked at it, and then he, you know, erased the picture, going, I'm good. All right, well, okay, you examined yourself, but you examined yourself with a phone that could have recorded that. So I don't really know or care too much what's going on with the whole Bezos thing. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, people cheat and, you know, have relationships outside marriage, and then the marriage falls through. And, you know, I it sounds like he's having a lot of fun with this new girl, if that's what's going on. And, you know, I get people want to have fun and excitement in their life. It, you know, it's costly, though. But anybody that's ever been, you know, I guess, attacked, and, well, we have this of you, we have pictures. It's not always private investigators, okay? People have access to things that you don't even realize, and you got to be a little smarter about it. Now, I think a lot of us are starting to become a little numb and immune because we would freak out knowing that there are cameras on us all the time. There's cameras, there's satellites, there's all sorts of imagery being taken. But just, you know, duh. Don't be cheating and not thinking someone's not going to have pictures of it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.